Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to the podcast on this Monday. It is the 10th day of April and 2021. I just want to give a shout and praise to God for the beautiful sunshine, for new beginnings, for transition times, some of the things that we are going through here at the Davis House. That, I mean, it's really something that I have looked forward to for a very long time. My husband is going on to day shift after 30 years of working mostly weekends and evenings. And so it's just a wonderful transition time for us. And I like how the Lord brings us from a completion of a phase and into something new. And I'm just sensing a lot of new things right now. I pray that you also are experiencing that in some way, shape, or form in your life as well. So, that has a little bit to do with what's going on that I'll share in a prophetic word a little bit later. I've got just kind of some random things to share with you. Yesterday was Mother's Day, a wonderful holiday that we celebrate here in the United States, honoring our mothers. Of course, we have Father's Day coming up in June as well. But yesterday here was cool. It was cloudy and gray, and it was rainy. So, I mean, it was not as beautiful as a lot of our days are normally in the month of May. But our standard, because of my husband's previous work schedule, we would go to church on Sunday morning, and he would leave immediately from church to go do a 12-hour shift on a Sunday. And so he's done these 12-hour shifts on Saturday and Sunday for a long time. So that left me and my daughter getting out of church. I'm like, hey, it's Mother's Day. It's not that beautiful. Let's go get something to eat. Well, her idea of getting something to eat was like Arby's, roast beef fast food, you know, drive through. And I thought, well, okay, I can get fast food too. I like the Wendy's cheeseburger. So we were going to pick up our fast food and head home, which was fine. You know, no big deal. I didn't need to have a sit-down meal in a restaurant. But I got home and looked in the bag, and there was this little box of chicken nuggets that looked like they had been baked maybe three times. There was an order of fries, which I never order French fries because of the salt and also a sweet and sour sauce that I didn't need. But then there was a burger, a cheeseburger. And I think it was meat. I'm not exactly sure if it was meat or not. I mean, it was a miniature burger. And there were these two patties that were square, and they couldn't have been more than an eighth of an inch thick each on this horrible little burger. And the sides of these meat patties, if they were in fact meat, was kind of blackened and browned. And they did stick a slice of cheese in the middle of it. And oh, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And so that was my Mother's Day meal. I find the humor in it. But, you know, I wondered, is that really meat or is that some kind of filler? And I'll never know. For sure what I ate. But anyway, it makes for a funny story today. Sometimes things just don't go the way that you would like for them to go. But I am so filled with just this sense of joy and this relief. My husband beginning his new schedule today. And so just kind of frees up the first part of the day, makes for better planning. So season of transition. I've got to retrain my mind to think differently from here on out. So glory to God. I'm going to talk today about the Word of God. And what I was hearing was the word manna, M-A-N-N-A. Because if you know the story of the Israelites, they were delivered from Egypt. Talk about transition time, getting ready to go to their promised land. But they needed some food along the way. And the Lord provided exactly what they needed every morning. And they would go out and gather manna. And because they were disobedient, they ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. But for 40 years, the Lord provided the food they needed. And it was manna. Jesus, whenever he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, the enemy tempted him with making stones into bread. And his answer and reply, this is found in Matthew chapter 4, I believe it is, 3 or 4, where he says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And so this bread idea, it's twofold. Not only does God provide our physical nourishment, give us this day our daily bread, you know, part of the Lord's Prayer, but he also provides our spiritual nourishment daily. And like the Israelites, we have to go out and gather that manna. If we look in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, it's talking about the Israelites. You know, they've been gathering this manna for 40 years. And Moses says that God humbled you. He allowed you to hunger and he fed you with manna, which you did not know and your fathers did not know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So there's this connection here with manna and the word of the Lord. We live by the word of the Lord. And that's a preceding word. It's not just a word that God spoke 2,000 years ago. It's what is the word that God is speaking to us now. That's what we live by. We learn to listen for his voice. We learn to be sensitive to the word that he is speaking to us for this season of life or for this day. And then we live by that word, and it does us really good to make a note of it, you know, because we tend to get busy and forget what our Father said to us. If you remember Jesus in John chapter 6, he spoke a really hard saying to the people who were following him. If you don't eat my flesh or drink my blood, you don't have any part with me. And the people turned away from him because that word was so hard to listen to. They couldn't wrap their brains around that. And so they departed. I mean, he had the huge crowds, and it says they left. And he turned to his disciples, and he said, "Are you also going to turn away?" And Peter said, "Where else can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." See, the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. The things that God speaks to us, whether it's in the Bible or the things that he speaks to us individually, those words are eternal. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life. They never go away." I mean, even if you're standing on a word that God spoke a long time ago, still waiting for it to come to pass, maybe 30 years, okay? You still stand on the word because it's eternal. It carries life. So, oh, Jesus said, "Whoever is ashamed of my words," I mean, we sometimes the words he says are kind of hard. They kind of take us to a place that stretches our faith and makes us go farther than we would normally go. I like that about the Lord, though. I like it that he does speak something higher than where we are right now so that we grow to it. Okay, so I mean, he's not happy with us just staying the same and staying complacent. He's always raising the bar for us. If you've never read Psalm 119, it is all about the word of the Lord. It's a terrific, it's the longest chapter in the Bible, but it's absolutely terrific. So anyway, I heard a prophetic word last night. That was absolutely amazing. And like it says in Psalm 18, the word of the Lord is proven. I proved this word between the time I heard it and this morning. So I'm going to share that with you. It goes a little bit more into spiritual warfare, but it was very, very helpful to me in a short amount of time. And therefore, I feel like I'm obligated to share this word with others, because it was a proven word of the Lord. And I want to acknowledge the man who gave it. His name is Jeff Klusky here in Southern Illinois. So glory to God for such a prophetic insight. And so he was asking, have you been attacked or experiencing attack in the night season in your sleep, whether or not you're waking up consistently at the same time and it's not from the Lord, or whether you're being harassed with your dreams or just some kind of attack in the night season? His wife had actually had a dream of, and I'll just say it, witches and warlocks releasing things through the night. And she said, you've got to start praying about this. So he sought the Lord over it, and the Lord gave him this word. And first of all, we are in the season right now of what's called Ramadan, which is a 40-day period of a false religion that is fasting and praying to basically demonic powers. They think they're praying to God, but they're praying to demonic powers. And so we, as the people of God, it would behoove us to rise up and pray prayers that intercept their prayers in the name of Jesus. And you know what? We can actually break the assignments that of the things that they are praying. And so what he prayed is that we forbid occultic powers from projecting into our homes, onto our property, and into the atmosphere above us. Okay. And as I was driving today, I thought, yeah, even in my car as I drive, I'm going to say that again. In the name of Jesus, we forbid occultic powers from projecting into our home, onto our property, and in the atmosphere above us, whether it's in the night season, whether it's in our bodies, or whether it's our family, our children, body, soul, and spirit. Just be as specific as you can, however you have been experiencing this. And honestly, I had been experiencing stuff in the night season that I would wake up and man, the atmosphere just wasn't feeling good in my room when I was asleep. And I would wake up and have so much pain in my body. It's like something's not right. Normally, you know, you sleep in heavenly peace, but I mean, I was just, anytime I would wake up, I would just have this sense of ugh in my room. And so I prayed this last night. The second part is that you ask the Lord to release punishing angels that will come and punish any spirit that is trying to attack your home or your family. You know, punish any spirit that has an assignment against you. I know that, you know, part of what I do in the radio, I'm actually broadcasting over a region of Southern Illinois. And I've struggled just so much in doing this over the past few months. And it's like, I really need a breakthrough, you know, just to lift off whatever would be in the atmosphere. And, you know, there's just a need to go on to the offense. And I just believe the Lord is speaking that right now. And he's really anointing this. You use Psalm 18, Psalm 121, and Psalm 125. You pray these things out. And so, I mean, if you have been consistently waking up like at 2:30 in the morning, set your alarm for 2. And go into offense mode against it until you get this thing broken. It may take one or two nights, two or three nights, but it's worth it. So anyway, I prayed this last night. And I want you to know, I woke up today, no pain. No pain. Absolutely none in my back, none in my body. The atmosphere is clear. And it is a proven word of the Lord. And so I just want to release that over you. You know, in any way that the enemy has come against you, you just rise up in your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You forbid it and, you know, just tell it to go in Jesus' name. And it cannot even be above the atmosphere of your home or your car, you know, wherever it is you're driving. And release the punishing angels of God on anything that is attacking you. So let's go ahead and look at some of the verses of scripture in Psalm 18. David wrote this. I'm going to start with verse 37. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. I've wounded them, so they cannot rise. They have fallen under my feet. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You've given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save. And the Lord did not answer them. I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. Amen. You know, these psalms, the word of God is meant to be weapons of war, right? Psalm 121 says, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve your going out, your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. See, there you go, driving in the car. We go out, we come back in. Let's look at one more. Psalm 125. I love this. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. Amen. All right. So anyway, if this is a word that you could use, I just adjure you to stand in your place of prophetic intercession. And then if you want to take it a level higher, not only pray it over your property, your home, your family, over the region where you are, and just in the name of Jesus, break off demonic assignments from false religions, occultic religions, and send the angels of God to punish those things. Amen. God will bless you, and I will be back again sometime. Until next time.